Speak your mind with your online group. Build a better group. Use the newest voice conferencing service available. TalkShoe. Talk with everyone. TalkShoe. That's TalkShoe.com.
TalkShoe. Recorded live.
Welcome to episode 9 of WordPress Weekly for Saturday, March 8th, 2008. I am your host, Jeffro. I'm also the webmaster of Jeffro2.0.com. WordPress Weekly is not affiliated with Automattic in any way. We just happen to be a group of people with nothing else better to do. If you would like to participate in today's show, either voice your opinion through the TalkShoe web client, or you can use Skype out or a landline and dial 724-444-7444. The TalkCast ID number is 34224. You don't need a TalkShoe account to participate. Simply follow the instructions given to you via the audio prompt to make an anonymous call. First, top of the order of business here is I want to thank each and every one of you out there who takes the time to download and listen to the show. Browsing through the stats for the show through TalkShoe, and according to the stats, this show is receiving an average of about 100 downloads per week with a large number of live participants, those being people who show up in the chat room and go ahead and participate via text. And I just wanted to give a big shout out and thank you to everybody who downloads and listens to the show. If you got any feedback or want to help me improve the show, you got some tips or anything like that, you can go ahead and email me at feedback@jeffro2pt0.com, and I'll be sure to get that email and either read it on the air or not, and maybe put your changes into effect. But I just wanted to give a thank you out there, and it seems like the show is growing with each episode, believe it or not. I've also got a couple programming notes to go over due to the extraordinary long length of the previous couple of shows, and I've gotten some tips and some suggestions from other people, and I'm going to go ahead and implement those. But due to the length of some of the previous shows, I've gone ahead and implemented some changes to the show to try and prevent that from happening. As it stands, WordPress Weekly will do at least one interview per month, which will last an entire show, that being 1 hour. We may have a month where two interviews take place, depending on what is going on within the world of WordPress. Every other show will consist of the roundtable regulars discussing the news of the week. So, and that's primarily so we don't have 2 hour and 3 hour long shows, because that's a lot to listen to, and I'm afraid I don't want people's iPods crashing and burning before they get to the end of the show. That's kind of embarrassing. So we're going to try and keep it around an hour or a little more, but no more 2 hour and 3 hour shows. And when I get into these interviews, I just have a lot of fun with them, and I start asking these questions, start learning a lot, and I just can't stop. So I also have one other programming note. I have been in contact with Laurel Van Fossen, which everybody in this room and everybody listening to my voice should know about. She is the author of the blog Laurel on WordPress. And it looks like on Friday, April 11th, 2008, she's going to be on the show for an interview for a full hour. That's the way it's looking right now. That's the time and date that's booked for her. Man, I got a ton of questions I want to ask her, and I believe I want to know if I'm looking forward to see if we're going to have a full turnout in here, because I imagine a lot of people would love to get the chance to hear her and interact with her live in real time. That's something that this show offers that no other podcast about WordPress offers. You can interact with the guest live in real time. So that's Friday, April 11th, 2008, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's the tentative schedule right now. So with all of that being said, let's go ahead and introduce our panel of guests here. We actually have a new one this week, and you might be surprised that I'll give you a hint, it's not a man. I think we have too many men on this show, so thank God this person stepped up to the plate. But first up, we're going to go to Ronald Fye. .com. Did I get it right this week?
Ronalfi.com, but that's okay.
God! Where's the beep button? All right, so it's Ronalfi.
Correct. But that's okay.
You know what? I'm just going to say Ronald. How about that? But
yeah, Ronald.com's already taken by McDonald's Corporation.
Yeah, well, I'll just call you Ranolfi McDonaldy or something like that.
That works.
Well, how's it going? How's it been this week?
It's been good. Got a good T-post out and basically working on design sketches for RA projects. Other than that, not much.
Yeah, you excited for WordPress 2.5? You know, it's coming up in a couple of days.
Yeah, I'm going to upgrade two of my blogs and wait on a third one until a theme is released.
Well, here, I'll give you a tip. Don't upgrade your blog until I give the okay, because I'll be one of the first to upgrade. So if you see my site, if you go visit my site and you see a crash and burn or Twitter or see an image of a cat inside my server, it probably didn't go too well.
All right. Well, I'll look up for that. I've actually installed locally, and it works fine from my end. I'm just waiting till it gets on the server for that.
All righty then. Well, moving on to Indianapolis, we have Brad, who blogs at strangework.com. And how many inches of snow did you guys manage to pick up from the snowstorm?
It wasn't as bad as you guys. I think we got probably 3 inches, maybe 3-4 inches.
Oh man, that is nowhere near what we have been receiving. We up here, I live just south of Cleveland. We've gotten over a foot of snow. I mean, it has been unbelievable up here, this snowstorm, and it's still kind of snowing right now, coming down. It's been light. It's been blowing. Some of the snow drifts are pretty cool though. They look like sand dunes. It's pretty cool how that works out. But other than that, how's things been going for you this week?
Going well. Staying busy at work. As always, you probably noticed my blog posting has slowed down a little bit. So just working away.
All righty then. And finalizing our roundtable panel of guest hosts today is a new voice that you may become familiar with. Actually, you're probably guaranteed to be familiar with. She seems like she has an opinion on everything. So let me introduce to you, where'd she go? Patricia Mayo. Patricia, how are you doing?
Oh, I disappeared on you, huh? How are you doing?
But, yeah, you're brand new. You showed up last week. I think it was your, believe it or not, you said you came through the show. You discovered the show via Brad's Twitter feed. Is that right?
Yes, I did.
How about that? We've got a number of people who've come on the show via Brad's Twitter feed, so that's been pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm up to 999 followers, so I'm waiting for that magical 1,000.
Dude,
hey,
you are interesting, apparently.
Yeah, that's
I'm following about 2,000 people, so that probably has something to do with it.
Yeah, probably. But that really just proves that social media works. Yeah, actually, I just recently, I no longer work for masternewmedia.org. I now work for nowsourcing.com. So we do social media stuff. I'm a social media strategist for nowsourcing.com now. So, yeah, go Twitter. Anyways.
All right. Well, there's your there's our new voice, and she's probably going to be a regular on the show. And thank God, because now we can end this sausage party that's WordPress Weekly. Don't take any offense to that. But I, for one, find it refreshing to have a female voice on the show. And I any show that has a female voice on it, you know, such as the official WordPress podcast, when he has a segment on there that Laurel records for him. She does WordPress.com news. And Laurel, she's just filled with energy. And it's nice to hear her on any show she appears on. And likewise with you, Patricia. And I hope you can call WordPress Weekly a second home. Just watch out for Ranolfi.
I'll keep that in mind. Thanks for the warning.
But what do you say we jump right into the news of this week? Starting off with our first news story, we had some big news this week that's crossed all of the news wires. The news wires from all over the web picked up on the announcement that Automattic acquired the BuddyPress project, which was headed by Andy Peetling. I hope I got his last name right. BuddyPress will join the ranks of Akismet, BBPress, and WordPress MU in terms of projects currently under Automattic's wing. Also, Andy Peetling is now the 20th full-time employee for Automatic. And I did manage to visit the Automatic About page, and they already have an image of him with a small description of him up on that page. He's kind of got like this slick hair look. It looked kind of interesting. But according to the Buddy Press splash page, Buddy Press will transform a vanilla installation of WordPress MU into a social network. When asked by Eric Schoenfeld of TechCrunch if the world really needs another social network, Matt Mullenweg's response was, "The world doesn't need another social network. It needs 1,000 networks that let you own your data and interconnect using open standards. We invest countless hours giving our data to networks like MySpace, essentially sharecropping on their land for the privilege of being able to connect to our friends. It's our friends, our time, our connections, our data. It should be our software. I think only an open source solution can do that." So, I mean, I read that and I'm like, you know, this kid's awesome. This Matt guy, he's really smart, because that is that's pretty much how I feel in terms of social networking. You have all these people investing their time and energy and giving all this countless amounts of data to these services like MySpace and Facebook. And it looks like Matt Mullenweg and Automatic are going to go the route of kind of opening up, going to have the first really true open social networking platform through BuddyPress. But I wanted to go down the list here and see what your guys' reactions was to WordPress evidently being welcome into the social. And Patricia, you have an opinion for everything. I know you got one for this article.
Absolutely. I'm very, very happy to see that the social networking scene opening up more. But there's already, I think, too many social networks. I mean, really, granted, open social networks, awesome. If what should happen is, you know, say MySpace adopted this, and LinkedIn and all the others adopted this, and we managed to have an open API where all of a sudden everything was integratable with like a manufacturing type of single stream sort of thing, that would be seriously awesome. You know, one login, one single stream. We don't have to use 3 different services to get all of the streams that we have. Just, you know, because Livestream.ms doesn't cover everything, and FriendFeed doesn't cover everything, and my blog log doesn't cover everything. So one social type of open platform for everything with one login, one thing. I mean, that would be great. And I think this is probably a good forward step towards that.
Right, and a lot of people have questioned if WordPress.com was already social. And I'm not a user of WordPress.com, but I will say that I've seen a number of people switch from WordPress to Movable Type or Movable Type Community Solutions, because out of the box they have a lot of those social networking features built in. So it would be nice to see WordPress kind of move in the direction of the Movable Type Community Solutions. And as I understand it, BuddyPress will work alongside and be integrated into WordPress MU, and I can only imagine that somewhere down the line, the BuddyPress stuff is going to land down into the core of WordPress, and maybe perhaps in some other projects.
That would be pretty awesome. Then again, Movable Type, I mean, in my opinion, is really an inferior network, an inferior system. I've used Movable Type for years. It's horrible and clunky and breaks all the time. Anyways.
Well, fans of this show are going to love you.
Awesome.
But I thought that was pretty interesting. I guess it'd be kind of nice to have a WordPress powered blog, and people could have register an account on your blog, and then they could have their own like profile, and they can already have their own profile. But I mean, you know, maybe more of along the lines of instant messaging and private messaging and having friends and doing all that stuff. Having a social network within your blog or blogging community, that should be pretty interesting somewhere down the line in the future.
That will also really help along the lines of collaborative, you know, virtual workplaces, virtual publishing network, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, because the move nowadays is more towards blogs that are authored by multiple people as opposed to just one person. and doing multiple different types of things. And sometimes it can be really hard to say, look, I've got this post done, go ahead and check it out. I mean, we use things like IM clients and chat clients and things like that so that we can, you know, collaborate. And being able to do that inside WordPress would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. And, Brad, I know you either work for or do you work for snapfoo.com?
Snapfoo is a website that I founded, so I actually created it.
Okay, and is that of itself a type of social network? Or do you have any social networking aspects built into Snapfoo?
Yeah, there are social networking aspects. I think just about any site nowadays has to have some kind of aspects with in regards to social networking. The only part right now basically are comments back and forth on the pictures. It gives it – so it's more like a it's kind of like a Twitter just for photos. But this BuddyPress is going to be huge. I can already pretty much guarantee that, obviously with the WordPress or automatic name on it. But a lot of people have been moving in the direction of Ning.com for the simple fact that you can actually export your users' data. Like you said, you spend all this time building up these networks, and you maybe have thousands, tens of thousands of users on them, and you can't, if you ever want to leave, you have pretty much just lost everything you've built because you can't take them with you. But what Ning does is actually allow you to export your users' data, so at any time, you could export your users and take them to another network. Maybe you import them into BuddyPress. I guarantee there'll be a plugin that allow you to import your Ning users. So, yeah, it'll definitely be interesting to see how many people kind of take that next progressive step from Ning and then move over to BuddyPress.
Mm-hmm. And apparently the asking price, because apparently they've acquired the BuddyPress project, and supposedly Andy Peatling wasn't going to work on it anymore. But WordPress knows that going social is the future, and I think they picked him up. And, hey, you know, I think money inspires people. So they've picked him up. I think they're going to use a little bit of their funding money that they received recently. And they have him on board as a full-time employee, and his official title within Automatic is social engineer. So how about that?
Wow.
So it'll be interesting to see what becomes of BuddyPress. See it in WordPress.com and to see it in WordPress.mu. Definitely, I think the right direction for WordPress to be heading. And we'll just have to see what happens. But our next story, Ronald McDonald published an article on weblogtoolscollection.com. Which noted that Gravatar support will be provided within the core of WordPress in 2.5. The Gravatar function is simply get_avatar, which will return a complete image tag for the avatar image. Some of the parameters that can be used within this new function include ID or email, which will grab the author's user ID, size, which will define the size of the avatar with 80 being the max, and default, which is the default settings. And I'll turn it over to Ronald to let us know some more information regarding the official Gravatar function.
Well, basically, the get avatar function will allow anybody to enter an avatar in their theme. The theme authors are basically have to opt in. They have to include this in your theme. So simply upgrading to 2.5 will not automatically show Gravatars. That's one of the things to note. And,
just out of the box, you know, the function comes with 2.5. Just because you upgrade to 2.5 doesn't automatically mean you'll see Gravatars, right?
Correct. And you'll see Gravatars in the admin panel because that's been coded in. But as far as on the regular theme, the theme authors have to kind of take the initiative and add 2.5 support for Gravatars. And they also have to keep in mind that not everybody's going to upgrade to 2.5, so they also have to apply backwards compatibility. So they need to do pre-2.5 Gravatar support also. And that's another different article I published on Weblog Tools Collection that enables you to do that. So I think we got all the bases covered between my post, Connor Wilson's post, and Ryan's post as far as Gravatars are concerned.
And apparently, because it's a function, you can literally take that function that's supposed to be included in themes and pretty much, you know, call for a gravatar in anywhere you want to put that function, right? So it could
Correct.
Be you could see gravatars outside of the comments commenting area.
Yeah, like right now I'm using gravatars in my sidebar, and that's not in the comment section.
And as Ryan McCrew points out in the chat room, you can have pull gravatars in the plugins too.
Yeah, and it's pluggable, which means it could be basically overwritten, so it can be used for any of the services, like MyBlogLog or some similar avatar service.
Right. I think I can see a service like this, a new plugin popping up where you see get recent comments, and it has the ability to show the user's gravatar next to the comment in the widget.
Yeah, that would be really nice.
I think I could see something like that coming down in the future. But
probably for the get avatars. Let's see, have any questions?
Yeah, but Patricia or Brad, are you guys going to put this function or use a plugin to put gravatar support into your blog? We'll start off with Patricia.
I definitely think that having more pictures is awesome. I'm definitely very interested in using gravatars on ComHacker. It adds a very, in my experience, a lot of people like having pictures of the people that they're talking to, because then it makes you feel like you're actually talking to the person. So I definitely think it's a good idea. What do you think?
As far as avatars are concerned, avatars, if you use them for a prolonged period of time, just like a name, just like a product, it's like a brand. And people start, within a quick glance of an avatar image, people will know who you are and can associate a certain area of a website if they see that avatar. So
absolutely.
And I think avatars just kind of help to spice things up a little bit. Instead of having all text, you can have these pretty images.
Well, Jeff, David Peralti, he responded to my post basically saying the Gravatar the File plugin is a good thing because he doesn't want the overhead of a plugin.
Mm-hmm.
But with 2.5, with having a function built in, there's really no reason not to use that built-in function. But you also have to keep in mind that not everybody is going to be, like if you're a theme developer, not everybody is going to upgrade to 2.5. You have to keep that open, or at least
well,
in mind.
Yeah, we're going to mention something about that here in the next story or two, but I'll let Brad give us his thoughts on if he's going to add Gravatar support. Actually, before you answer, Brad, I just want to say that I've been using something called, I think it's an enhanced version of the MyBlogLog Avatars plugin, which has support for MyBlogLog, Gravatar, and I believe it might be another service, but definitely having a plugin that can do Gravatars and MyBlogLog Avatars is pretty nice. And this plugin actually allows the avatar to link up right to their account on whichever service they're using, which I find pretty cool. But now you can go ahead and respond, Brad.
Yeah, I agree with that, everybody. I like Gravatars. I like having a person's avatar on there. It does make it more personable. My blog log the same way. In fact, today I was researching this topic a little bit, and you'll be happy to know, Jeff, that your blog popped up on Google when I was doing some searches. I think you were in, you know, seventh or eighth result, and it was that post talking about the plugin you were using. but yeah, I would love to see it become the standard. And obviously, like you said, not everyone's going to upgrade right away. But a year, 2 years down the road, when it's been in for a long period of time, it'll be great to see this across everyone's blogs, or 99% of them.
Yeah, Gravatars, when I first came across it, before it was acquired, before I even knew about WordPress, I thought Gravatars was an awesome concept. I mean, here you had an internet service where you could put your Gravatar on there, and in any other site or service that decided to implement support for Gravatar, you could display your avatar on there. It was like a global avatar, which I'm pretty sure is what Gravatar means. But I think it's probably one of the best acquisitions that Automattic will have ever made. If you ever go down into the future next couple of years and look back, I think Gravatar would be one of the best acquisitions a company could ever make.
You know, it's kind of a side note. It would be great to see Gravatar and OpenID join together, so you could have your OpenID and actually have your avatar associated with that as it becomes more popular.
Well, apparently Matt Mullenweg's attitude is open, so I wouldn't doubt that somewhere down the line, the core of WordPress is going to have OpenID support built in. And, I mean, they've already got the Gravatar support, so who knows. But we're moving on to our next story here. MetBlogs, which is a large network of city-focused blogs, recently unveiled their new look under an installation of WordPress MU. All of the cities within MetBlogs have their own unique blog. According to Photomat, MetBlogs is one of the largest movable type installations that he knew about in existence. They are now powered by WordPress, and according to some of the comments I've read from those who write content for those city blogs, they are very happy with the switch. I actually browsed around the MetBlogs page, and I was really impressed with their front page, with their way to navigate to different cities and different countries and check out the content. I noticed a couple little design flaws I would have liked to see changed. You know, just a little bit of padding here for the text, a little bit of padding there, and I didn't like that when you visit different countries and different cities, every one of the blogs kind of looked the same. There wasn't any discernible differences between cities and whatnot. And I thought they kind of sucked because the top part of the websites and everything looked awesome, but I mean after a while. It's all the same, and it kind of the novelty factor kind of wears off after a little while. But I was just wondering to go down the line here, did anybody else get a chance to check out MetBlogs?
I'm looking at it now, actually, and it's not bad. I mean, the navigation, yeah, it's pretty simple. My only real complaint is that it's not exactly a very smart scaling sort of site. I mean, if you go down to like 800 pixels wide, it just cuts off and you have to scroll to the side instead of, you know, moving everything over that's not important for the graphics. But, you know, like I said, it's just a minor design flaw. They can fix that eventually. It's pretty neat. But they also really need to break out of the boring duo tone, because it really doesn't help to draw attention to what they're obviously trying to draw attention to. Yeah. Otherwise, it's neat.
Did anyone else get a chance to check out the site?
Yeah, I actually looked at it. I agree. It is kind of a dreary looking site with all the gray and just the red headers, but I mean, I guess, I don't know if that's what they're going for. But yeah, I mean, the fact that they moved over to WordPress, that obviously speaks very highly of MU. So I didn't actually read up on, is there a public post on their decisions behind why they did that?
I thought Photomat was going to link to that post, but I was browsing around there and I couldn't find one. I didn't find any.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know if there was, if it was the actual individual cities that were pushing them to go that route, or if it's just something they decided to do. I mean, I'm sure there's various reasons behind it. It'd be interesting to see what those are.
I think it would be worthwhile to have them on the show and ask them why they did that and what kind of problems they had. Because, I mean, it's another pretty big network, just like Mr. Rossage Sausage from last week.
Man.
I'm sorry, but that just sticks. Really?
I'm never going to be on the show again.
Well, okay, you know, my name is also very poke-worthy along the lines of Patty Mayonnaise and you know, Patricia Mayo from Doug. You know, that's why I make it a point to bring it up first, because, I mean, you never know how many times I've been carded, and then 10 minutes later, the person who carded me runs up to me like, oh, my God, it's Patty Mayonnaise. I'm like, face, hand. I think that it would be really useful to have these guys on the show at some point and you know, see what kind of problems they had and why they did it. It would definitely be worthwhile.
Well, sometime after the show, I might send over an email and see if they'll agree to come on the show. But along the lines of what Brad said about their design, it's funny because for those of you who haven't noticed, who maybe you guys don't check out the actual blog page, I don't know how many of you just read the feed, but I actually redesigned the redesign, if that makes any sense. And I really enjoy this new design. I like looking at it for once. I've been going through redesigns for months now, and I finally come across to one that I like. And this MetBlogs, it kind of looks like the old design. I had a bunch of gray, some red, and kind of if you wanted a good way to get depressed, all you had to do was look at my website.
Or just read your
mind. But I've changed that, and now it's a little more color, a little bit of oomph, a little bit of style, and it's looking good. I've gotten a lot of good praise from that. So congratulations to MetBlogs for moving to WordPress, and perhaps sometime in the future I might get their webmaster on here to tell us why they switched. But again, according to some of the people that had blog on there, blog for the different cities, they've appreciated and really enjoyed the move. So moving on to our next story, this goes back to the Gravatars discussion we were having earlier, but Doug Campbell released his Easy Gravatars 1.2 plugin. Aside from confirming that the plugin works correctly in WordPress 2.5, the plugin will use the new core Get Avatar function to generate the image tag. This is for those who do not wish to add the new Gravatar function manually into your theme. You can just kind of install this plugin, and voila, I think it'll work. But so going back to Ronald, here's a plugin that uses the new core Get Avatar function, and other than that, I don't know what this does exactly.
Do
you have a chance to check out this plugin?
I've never used it, but I imagine it's using the comments loop to enter the Gravatar automatically. I'm all for control, because I'm a coder. So if you can use a Get Avatar function, use that instead of a plugin. But for those that are not comfortable editing theme files, this plugin looks like a good bet.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if this plugin, you activate the plugin and it automatically puts the function into the comments field somewhere. I didn't look into the core details. I haven't installed this plugin myself. Well, here we go. We've got Ryan McHugh. He corrected me on how to say his name correctly. He's given me a link. Firefox does not hunt. Oh, okay. My bad. This is live radio, folks. This is Ryan McHugh participating live in the chat room. And he's showing me, is this a live version of, now it's MacU? Okay, Ryan MacU. Is that better? Man, this is a show where I can butcher names. But, Ryan, what is this? Is this a working version of the Easy Gravatars? And sorry for the delay, but he's typing. But, okay, he says, yes, it is. So when you activate the plugin, it automatically adds the avatar or Gravatar support into the comment section of the blog. Okay, he says yes. So that's how it works. So that makes it easier on anybody who's not a code monkey.
It's perfect for people like Jeff who change their theme every week.
Yeah. One thing that I did run in is that the default Gravatar that used to be there. That blue one that said Gravatar on it?
Yeah.
That one doesn't exist anymore. So if you don't have a default Gravatar, now's a good one. It's a good time to set one up.
Yeah, now the new default Gravatar image looks a little bit like what the default one used to look like on my blog log, but it's like a silhouette of a person, like a shadow silhouette. As
a silhouette of a
I'm here, but not defined. But according to Ryan McHugh, you can set the default and styling via the admin panel instead of having to go in and manually assign parameters to the Get Avatar function or Get Gravatar function or whatever it is. But
Get_Avatar.
Yeah. Ryan or Ronald _ McDonald. So we'll move on. Yeah, we'll move on to our next story here, story number 5. eBay, yes, they're still around, even though they're having a new CEO and they introduced the Buy It Now button in their Their website hasn't changed in 10 years, but eBay has decided to jump aboard the WordPress bandwagon by launching a blog specifically related to their eBay desktop software. My first impression of the blog is that it was bland. You can immediately tell that the blog deals with eBay via the header images, but I'd like to see a more professional-looking design in the near future. I was browsing around the blog, and I noticed their comment section appears to be a bit screwed up due to the lack of anything loaded in the sidebar, but the blog looks the same in IE7 as well as Firefox, which is a plus, and just figured I'd give kudos to eBay for choosing to go with WordPress. And anybody here get a chance to check out the eBay blog?
Yeah, definitely agree with it on being bland. Looks like they just basically took a theme, and I mean, that's, you know, one of WordPress's major advantages is you have millions of different types of themes to pick from. But it looks like they just picked the first one they found and put their header on it and smacked it on a web page and was like, here, we have a blog now, and I hope to heck they redesign it. But I mean, that's just lends credence to how easy it is and how quick it can be to set up a blog with WordPress.
Mm-hmm. And according to Ryan Mackey, please, Ryan, please tell me if I'm saying that right, because you said Mackey, so I just want to make sure I'm getting it right. But he says the theme is based on Kubrick, and I think Kubrick is one of the themes that has the has its own settings where you can change the header image or header colors for the text. So I believe they kind of just uploaded it, kind of did a little bit of styling to kind of brand it. So it looked like it was WordPress, but I mean, I definitely think they could do a little more with that blog. I just don't think maybe they're going to mess around with it. Maybe they don't have the time. I don't know, but I think they could really oomph it up a little more.
Well, you know, in eBay's defense, they only make about $20 billion a year. So, you know, they don't have money to be throwing around to, you know, actually hire a professional to do it.
Well, typically what happens with this, actually, it's if you ask anyone who's ever worked with a design firm and developer firm and along those lines, it usually takes far longer than anticipated to launch a site. So, I mean, I think that what's happened here is they've hired someone to design their blog, and it's taken a lot longer than it's supposed to. So they're like, okay, this is our launch date. We're going to stick to our launch date. So we're just going to throw something on here so that we have something for our launch date because we're tired of waiting on the design firm. And that's what usually happens with this. So I think that's what happened. I might actually contact them and say, hey, you guys need some design work? Anyways.
And
you know, I'm going to have to mention my biggest pet peeve, which is they have permalinks turned off.
Ouch. Well.
And they have a blog on a subdomain or a subfolder, subdirectory. Sorry.
And Ryan is checking and browsing around. He's a snooper, and he found out in their CSS source theme description that it's a simple theme that reuses parts of the default Kubrick WordPress theme. But I think they need to go in the back end there and kind of just play around and really utilize the power of WordPress. But hey, if they just need something up and running just to post content related to their desktop software, then I guess what they have up there is okay, but I don't know. I think they could really do a lot more with it.
Probably didn't charge too much.
Yeah. Well, also along the lines of, you know, with it being on a subdomain, that's kind of a bad thing. You know, if they're trying to get search engine rankings, which, you know, really eBay doesn't really need that. I mean, I honestly don't know why they would launch a blog, but that's neither here nor there. But really, this pretty much just looks pointless to me from an eBay standpoint. But again, you know, the good point about this is it really just shows how easy it is to, you know, how easy and quick it can be to just, hey, I want to launch a blog. I'll use WordPress. And look at all these themes and plugins. You can pretty much do whatever the heck you want in, like, a day.
Yeah, so the news here, which relates to WordPress, is that eBay, the big behemoth, not really anymore, started up a blog for the new desktop, eBay desktop software, and if you want to go check it out, go ahead. It's a little bit bland, but we'll see what happens in the near future. Who knows?
I think it's safe to say eBay will not be a sponsor of this podcast anytime soon.
No, I God forbid if anybody's going to be a sponsor on this podcast. And by the way, I am looking. If anybody feels like sponsoring this show and, wants to talk with me about ads, or maybe you've got a premium theme you want to advertise, or a theme club, those seem to be pretty popular these days. Just go ahead and contact me via my site at jeffro2.0.com, and everybody can take a drink now.
And just know that we'll still rip into you, no matter if you're sponsoring us or not.
Yeah. So we'll move on. Here is the big story. I think we're going to get into a little discussion here about this story. But there is a post called "Who Comments on Blogs and Why?" A question that was brought up by Stephen Dubner of Freakonomics that delves into the reasoning behind why people comment and why some folks never comment while others use the post as their first comment. This conversation was picked up by weblogtoolscollection.com, and it's been interesting to see the large amount of first-time commenters post their views on the subject. I was checking out a lot of the comments, and I saw a lot of the same reasons. I figured I'd highlight them here, but reasons for not commenting included too many comments, line of thought was already discussed, and laziness. Reasons for commenting included the content struck a chord, the reader thought they could add to the conversation, and this one was even mentioned, self-promotion via the author link. And that's pretty much what I noticed. I thought it was an interesting post that delved into kind of like the psychology of blog comments and commentors. And I responded to the article by basically saying that I comment on people's blogs because I feel like I can add to the conversation, either that's already taken place through the comments or that's taken place via the article. And I will admit that I do kind of appreciate the author link, link back to my blog. And I admitted that when I come across blogs that have interesting comments related to the article in question, that I'll check out the comment author's site that is linked up in their blog, and you know, I might find some more content in there. So we'll kind of go down the list here because this is going to be quite the discussion, and we'll start off with Ronald because I know he's got something to say as far as commenters. Go ahead.
Well, this kind of debate, if you want to call it a debate, is something that somewhat dear to me since I am part of the Reader Appreciation Project, RAproject.com. And I brought this up with my readers, and Sue Atambe, one of the first commenters on that post, said, hey, if I have to register to comment, I'm not going to do it. And also, I don't want to comment if there's already an established community because I don't want to feel like a noob. And, of course, Mark responded, like, well, what can we do to make new commenters feel more welcome and not feel like noobs? And it's just the you can't control the commenters of a blog if they're going to rip into somebody. You also can't control the blogger if he's going to even acknowledge that new reader or new commenter. Because, you know, if your blog gets about 200 comments and you're just one reader out of, you know, many, how are you going to get that individual personalized attention? Can you even get that attention if you wanted it?
Right, and that was actually brought up by a number of people. I mean, that was one of the reasons a lot of people said they wouldn't comment if they noticed a post had 100, 200 comments. Then, you know, they would think, I'm not going to waste my time leaving a comment here because it's going to get lost in all the noise. Go ahead, Patricia.
I honestly think that with welcoming new commenters and things like that, and getting people to comment is really up to the blogger. You have to leave room for comments to happen. Like you said, the largest, a good chunk of why people commented was of the fact that they had something to say. And that means that the blogger has to leave room for people to have something to say and fire them up about, you know, they should, you know, fire them up about the topic. You know, some bloggers, I even do this, seriously, purposefully put in a wrong fact or a debatable fact and only debate one side just so that they can get people fired up about what's in the subject and, you know, get that knee-jerk reaction, like, hey, I've got something to say about this, hit the comment button and start typing a comment. Insofar as getting the personal attention, that's, you know, it's really dependent on the commenter on that. In a lot of cases, I've managed to get some fairly personal attention on comments that I've left simply because I took the time to actually, you know, really look into the topic and really provide something towards it and the other commenters, you know, adding to the community. It's all one big conversation. You're not just talking to the blogger, you're talking to the other commenters. If you can save the blogger some time and answer the commenter's questions that they've been saying, you know, like it's obvious to you, may not be obvious to them, and you get their point, but the other commenter doesn't, you know, go ahead and comment back and say, hey, at so-and-so, this is what I think it really is. You know, the blogger can confirm or deny this, but, you know, and that's how I've managed to get some fairly decent personal attention when I leave a comment at a new blog. You know, when I first started reading Dosh Dosh, you know, I recommended some suggestions to a problem that Maki was having, and he responded back like, hey, you know, that's a really good idea. I'll probably use that, and actually he has been. But the real idea is to provide room for room to comment and provide actual meaning to the community. That's my 2 cents.
I think that was more like 5 cents. But we'll go ahead and move on to Brad.
Yeah, you know, I like to comment. Anytime I read an article or a post that is especially helpful, I make sure to comment, but I'm kind of in the same mindset that you said, Jeff. If I see, you know, 100 comments or a few hundred comments on an extremely active topic, I won't comment. I won't leave my post. You know, it's kind of the same thing if you're on Dig. You know, there's hundreds of comments, you know, on the front page stories, so you just assume automatically that your comment's going to get lost, you know, with everything else. But, yeah, it definitely is tricky. I don't get a ton of comments on my blog, but, you know, the ones I do, I always try to log in and reply to. I'm sure I've missed some from here to there, but and I think that's just a little bit of Jeff and Ronald rubbing off on me. I definitely try to get the interaction going, but, yeah.
Right. Well, you know, this opens up a whole can of worms here where we can kind of talk about, you know, I don't want to spend a half an hour on this, even though we could, but I'll just go ahead and say that ever since I started blogging, anytime someone leaves a comment on my blog, I make it a priority to respond back to that comment. I respond to 99.9% of all the comments that are left on my blog because, hey, I figure those guys took the time to read the majority of the article. Their comment is kind of on cue. They're asking questions. They're kind of extending the article to new ideas. I'm going to respond back and show them that they didn't waste their time. You know, kind of like Brad. As soon as I get a commenter, I want to keep that conversation going. I look at blog posting as each post is kind of like my explanation of an idea or something that's going on, and I hope for others to come through and leave a comment and kind of extend the conversation, you know, through the comments area. And like Patricia said, you know, bloggers have to engage their audience or, you know, say something controversial or kind of mess up on purpose to get comments. But I've found that generally adding a question at the end of the post or adding questions within the post kind of provides enough motivation for people to comment in the bottom of the post. And, you know, I'll just kind of go along here and see if any of you guys have certain techniques that you use to kind of try and get comments out of people.
Well, Jeff, one thing that I was kind of wondering, because we're both writers for Weblog Tools Collection, and it usually gets a lot of comments. I was wondering, how do you keep up with the commenter there? What's your technique there?
What do I do? Keep comments there?
Keep the conversation going with so many different comments.
Oh, well, as far as the conversation between commenter and the author of the post?
Correct.
Or having new commenters, because, I mean, a lot of people have said already that there's, you know, if there's too many comments, they're not going to comment, you know, keeping the conversation going, adding more comments from new people, new voices.
Well, you bring up an interesting question, Ronald, because, number one, the blog author only has so much time to dedicate to answering questions or to keep the conversation flowing. So, you know, I just try and answer as many questions or keep the conversation going as much as I can. But, I mean, in the end, I can't do all of them, especially on a large blog that receives a lot of comments, like at weblogtoolscollection.com. I mean, it's just not feasible.
Yeah, usually I only respond to people that address me personally to say, "Hello, Ronald, what do you think on this?" But Jono, from I Love Topography, one of his readers asked him, because he gets quite a bit of comments on his posts, and one of his readers asked him, how do you have so much time to write detailed replies to everyone that comments on your posts? And he says, "Well, I'm impressed that you and so many others take the time to leave a comment. It's a pleasure to read and respond to them." And
as far as comments go, I mean, how many bloggers out there that are not on the A list or kind of down on the Z list, how many bloggers out there kind of feel like comments are the equivalent of gold, like cash? I mean, comments are really like the bread and butter that kind of keeps people flowing or blogging, I should say. I mean, when we look at comments, do comments kind of inspire you guys to keep on going? I mean, doesn't that give you the feeling that, God, somebody cares, someone actually read this and they're contributing? I'm not sending my post to an empty void.
Yeah, it definitely helps. But along the lines of the question you asked before, you know, how do you get people to, you know, what's your strategy to get people to comment and things like that? It really depends on your goal. Think of it this way: are you trying to be an authority, or are you trying to contribute to the conversation? You know, different people have different ideas. I think the people who tend to take comments for granted mostly are the people who are going for authority, because they want to provide the answer. So when someone comes back with, "No, I think it's this way," then it kind of, you know, for some bloggers that I've known, it's like, oh, God, you know, that really hurts. That's not my idea. That's not me, you know. That's not what I said. That's not what I believe. You're wrong. You know, it turns into an argument. I think that that's a mistaken point of view. What it really should be, for me, what I try to do to provide room for commenters and things like that is to have insurity. As you mentioned before, you know, having comments throughout the post. Make it into, I really think of a blog post as a conversation starter. It's along the lines of, I'm posing this topic, and these are my ideas around the topic. I don't necessarily have any real answers to this topic. I mean, I have some. This is some of the stuff that I've learned. And this is really all that it's really about, is what we've learned. That's what blogging really is. I mean, even Darren Rouse on ProBlogging.net, he's blogging about everything that he's learned about how to blog, how to make money blogging. It even says it right on his about page. And you've got, you know, the blog experiment, things like that, all sorts of blogs that are just talking about what they're learning. And those blogs get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of comments, because the commenters don't feel intimidated. They feel like, yeah, I'm in the same spot. I'm learning about this too. I have my two cents. This is something that I've, you know, come across, and this is a problem that I'm having with the same type of topic. Maybe someone else in this community has answers. So that's kind of a very successful strategy that I've seen in the blogosphere, insofar as getting comments and keeping a conversation that's just so full and so overblown. And to a large majority, on those blogs that have those big, huge 200, 300 comment threads, most people end up subscribing to the comments. Otherwise, it's really not valuable.
Yeah, and I wanted to chime in here and say that, you know, I agree with your thoughts on blogging. When I make a blog post, all I'm doing is I'm writing up a blog post, but what I'm doing is I'm kind of sharing my ideas, my thoughts on a particular subject or a news story, and what I enjoy seeing is people come across that story and extend the story via the comments, and I like to see the comments kind of discuss all different angles and options and ideas that were initiated by the blog post, and then kind of see what happens, see if it can be resolved into a solution or a resolution at the end of the discussion. But I kind of have some of your same thoughts and feelings on the whole issue, and I asked the chat room here to let me know why they do or don't comment, and Ryan Matthew commented and said he comments if he has something to say, but he doesn't usually care if there's a link back or not. He agreed with me and Brad as far as he doesn't bother commenting if there are a lot of them, and he treats comments as gold. So he's kind of along the same lines as everybody else in terms of his opinions for commenting. But I think we filled up a lot of techniques, a lot of strategies, and covered the overall subject of why people comment. And, you know, to my surprise, with that Weblog Post Collection article, there were a lot of people who read that blog on a daily or weekly basis who never commented and for whatever reason decided to comment on that post. There were a lot of first-time commenters there. So I found that kind of weird. But
he left room for conversation. He provoked conversation, and that's what every blog post should do. When Weblog Tools, I've noticed looking at the older posts, it pretty much just says, here's the answer. Doesn't say, here's the conversation.
Well, it was funny because a lot of your first-time posters that were posting on WeblogToolsCollection.com were saying, I never comment, never will. But because you asked so nicely, I guess I will.
Sometimes, you know, really it is just that simple. You know, take for instance, there was a story that I heard fairly recently along the lines of, you know, how you, it's actually in 4-Hour Work Week, Tim Ferriss, it's a very interesting book, but it's all you really have to do to get what you want out of life sometimes is just ask. You know, there was, it was Tim Ferriss and his son with Tim Ferriss's dad, and they were going, they were on a cruise with Disney. And Tim Ferriss's dad was like, I wonder how you get up into, you know, standing up with the captain driving the ship, you know. And Tim Ferriss said, well, I know, I'll show you. Basically, he sent his son to go up to talk to the captain and said, can we stand up here? And the captain said, absolutely sure. All you have to do is ask.
That's right. Sometimes that's all it takes. And our next story, Laurel from Laurel on WordPress did her WordPress Wednesday news. That was called, I believe it's called WordPress Wednesday, but she does a post every Wednesday on the Blog Herald covering, I mean, just about the gamut of everything WordPress. And she has put together a list of goodies that we can expect within the next version of WordPress, which, believe it or not, comes out on Monday. This coming up Monday, so today's Saturday, so the day after tomorrow. How about that? Those goodies include improved search, built-in Gravatar support, uploading more than one image at a time, new image size options, WordPress plugin installer/updater, improved embedding and searching, no more align, post-edit collisions that allow a user to tell when two authors are working on the same post at the same time, and last but not least, more hooks for plugin and theme authors. And there's a couple on here that are really big. The WordPress plugin installer/updater, I believe I'll be able to click a button, and I think using Subversion, I'll be able to automatically upgrade plugins in my back end by pushing a button instead of having to do the whole upload process. So that'll save me a lot of time from when Ronald releases an update to his plugin every day. I won't have to upgrade it. But I'm also looking forward to the improved embedding and searching with the new media uploader. I haven't tested this on the demo version of WordPress that Chris Johnson put up on, I forgot the name of the link. But I'm wondering if I can embed YouTube videos now without the visual text editor screwing it up, because that's been a big problem inside of WordPress, the visual text editor, for a long time. And I'm also interested in the improved search. I believe the state of search right now within the default installation of WordPress blows. I've been really researching the search function or the functionality of the search, and I haven't been able to find too much info about it, because I've been wanting to know how I can highlight the search terms found within the search results. I think that would be kind of neat, and it would be interesting to see if that made it into the improved search area. But I know Ronald has been looking forward to WordPress 2.5 and was wondering if he had any inside info, buddy, as to what's going to be in there.
Oh, no inside info except for the avatar thing, but I did play around the media editor, and it's extremely nice. You can basically select as many images as you can possibly think of, and they'll upload them all automatically. You can edit the title and the information afterwards and then insert them in the post. It's really, really cool. And
I like that word, automatically.
Automatic?
Automatically.
You mean automatically?
Yeah, that too. That works.
Yeah, that works.
I like that.
But I'm not sure what they're using behind the scenes. I looked at the code. It might be a combination of Flash and JavaScript. I'm not sure, though. And, Jacob says Flash. Jacob Santos. So it's really neat. No JavaScript. Really neat code.
So you've been playing around with the back end there and kind of checking everything out, and it looks like does it look like a huge improvement over the 2.3 code base?
As far as the uploader, yeah. Yeah, I played around with the uploader in 2.3 prior, and it was a nightmare. No way to really hook into it except for a bunch of hacks. And I haven't looked into, I've tried to find some hooks for the new media editor, see how plugin options could tap into that. I've yet to find some, but I'll definitely get back to everyone.
It looks like Ryan McHugh says along the lines of you can have Flash, you can have JavaScript if Flash is disabled. That's kind of weird. I mean, I would really like to have both. I mean, Flash on a WordPress blog. Granted, I mean, I'm not a terribly big fan of Flash because it's not exactly the most SEO enabled type of thing. But still, I mean, it's one thing that I've noticed is very lacking in the blogosphere is any amount of Flash whatsoever.
Oh, he's just talking about the uploader. When you try uploading, it has like a nice little GUI where it shows you the progress of everything being uploaded. And then he's saying, I guess if that uses Flash, but if Flash is disabled, then it uses a JavaScript technique instead.
Well, all I can say is I think we've ignited a firestorm in here with this whole Flash and JavaScript. So, damn you, Ronald, you once again laid some fuel on the fire. How do you always manage to do that? Unbelievable. But,
I need to get Jacob in here so we can talk about this.
But, well, let's see. He's on here. Let's try and give his, let's see if his microphone works. It might ruin our ears, but, Jacob, go ahead and, can you talk?
Is it coming in okay?
Yeah,
you're coming in okay. Good. But, go ahead. Tell us what you know.
Well, for the debate, a lot of people didn't like how Flash was in WordPress because basically it's closed to other people. They can't update it or edit it or whatever, but I mean, it's Flash, who cares? All it does is do the uploading, and that to me is well worth the closed nature of it. At some point, they could release the Flash source for people to look at, but I see no problem with it, and I tried it. It works okay. It works great.
Either that, Ajaxify it.
Jacob, to your knowledge, are there any hooks for plugin authors, or is it just all closed-loop box? Like a black
I have not looked
kind of
at
thing.
That code, so I wouldn't know.
Okay, it's just curious.
You can get on the hackers list and ask them.
All right, I've been looking at a lot of the code because there's a plugin I wrote that's incompatible now with 2.5 since the new media uploader.
So I guess there's, you know, all I can say is that WordPress 2.5, there's a lot to look forward to, and I simply can't wait till it comes out because there's going to be a lot of stuff to write about. And moving on, a company or a web blog called AOD Design has released an icon/logo. Patricia will like that I had a logo there. Pack for fans of WordPress. The pack contains a wide assortment of colored WordPress logos that you can use to pimp your love for WordPress. And I know Patricia's going to say something about this, so go ahead, lay it on me.
I'm just really picky about words along the lines of, you know, because originally you titled it Icon Pack. And Icon Pack says to me they did something different. And I looked at it, I was like, it's just a WordPress logo with colored layers on it. Ooh.
Well, I'll admit that I gave it some thought after you said it, and I said, you know what? She's right. Which is what I say to my girlfriend all the time. You're right, you're right, you're right. But at any rate, you are right. It's just a WordPress logo pack. I mean, icons kind of had the definition that there's various icons. I mean, there's more than one in there. And this is more like various assortment of colored logos. It's all just, it's one icon, which is the WordPress logo, but it comes in like 26 different colors, like the alphabet. But,
And just like the alphabet, it's basic. I'm sorry.
But Ronald, go ahead. You had something to say about the logo pack?
Oh, yeah. I just put together a quick WordPress weekly logo using it, but I have nothing vested in the icon pack, so to speak.
Wait a minute. You made a logo. How come I'm not using it?
I don't know.
Boy, it must have been pretty bad. No, I'm just kidding. No, I have to talk to you.
Ohio tonight, just for that.
You know what? You better have a pack of snow sled dogs. You better have your own Iditarod up here.
Hey,
there's about 20 inches of snow.
I don't hold it against you. You're not a designer. You're a coder.
I've been trying to tell people that.
Yeah, but you've given me some ideas with your icon or doggone it, your logo that you made for WordPress Weekly. You gave me some ideas. I'm gonna try some stuff out and throw it past you and see what you think. We're gonna move on to our we're gonna skip story number 9. We're just running out of time here. We're just gonna skip right along. Go to story number 10. That's our last story of the day. WordPress.com came out with their February wrap-up, and boy, were there some big numbers in that post. Here is what the month of February produced for WordPress.com. 245,329 blogs were created. 432,478 new users joined. 1,920,593 file uploads. 2,814,893 posts. And 996,000 new pages. Oh, man, these are big numbers. 4,961,330 comments. 3,813,432 logins. 540,799,534 page views on WordPress.com. And another 304,499,648 page views on self-hosted blogs, 845,299,182 page views total across blogs we know about, and last but not least, 726,789 active blogs in February, where active means they got a human visitor. So February being the shortest month, it seems like it doesn't matter. There is a whole heck of a lot going on WordPress.com.
Jeffro, don't tempt me. I'm a numbers freak. I just might take every single one of those numbers and just run them through my spreadsheets and say, this is what this means. But here's a tip. Just like say 3.8 million and some odd.
You think so?
Yeah, I was actually thinking the same thing.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to be technically accurate. Yeah. All right. All right. I'll take the feedback on the air. I'll take that. I understand. I'll probably people will listen to this and say, "Good God, what the hell? Just say this, say that."
Yeah. So Jeff, on the last, I'm curious. The active blog. I would think active would be somebody, some blogger actually posted something. Or no?
Yeah, I don't know. It just according to them, they hyphened or made bold the word active. It says active means they got a human visitor, and I don't understand what constitutes a human visitor.
I would think
not a search bot.
To me, I would think an active blogger would be a blogger that's still posting, but that's just me.
Well, I would think an active blogger is a human being that's actually published a post. I mean,
yeah, that's what I think.
That's what I would think.
Instead of someone actually going to it.
Well, what they say is actually an active blog, not necessarily active blogger. You know, I mean, I'm pretty sure, I know I do it. I don't know how many other people do it. As soon as they publish something, it's like, ooh, how does it look on my blog, you know? So, I mean, I visit my own blog. So it's one of those things where I would definitely classify active blog as, you know, posting more than once a year.
Yeah, but I guess what they're trying to say is if a blog had nobody visit it, no human visitors visit it, I guess it is dead.
Well, I mean, you've got RSS, you've got email. Technically that wouldn't necessarily be a dead blog. You know, someone's going to read it somewhere eventually. You know, search engine queries, things like that.
Yeah, well, it's pretty interesting how many blogs they consider active. I mean, all of these numbers were pretty darn big. And if you can visit the post via the show notes, which has a link to the post on WordPress.com, which has all these numbers in case I gave you a migraine, if you listen to me kind of give them out long-wise. But that was our last story of the week. Kind of got through those pretty good, and we're going to go ahead and end the show here with our WordPress tips of the week, and I'll go ahead and start off with mine. This one's kind of a little bit of an oldie, but Jeremy Clark mentioned to me about a way to search the Codex WordPress support area and the plugin repository all from within Firefox. He sent me, gave me a link to a Mycroft site, which had a number of search engines that I can install in the Firefox into the search engine bar there. All you have to do is simply click on the links of the search engines you want to add into the search bar within Firefox and then click install. And what this allowed me to do was search those various resources from within my browser, which has already saved me a ton of time. And it's really useful for when I do support in the IRC channel, what little support I can understand to give. But I'll post a link up to my how-to article that I wrote on webblogtoolscollection.com, and I think it'll be something good to use in Firefox without having to browse the actual page. And we'll move down the line here, and we'll see what Ronald has for a tip of the week.
My tip of the week?
Oh, boy. This is your track backs. Oh, boy.
Maybe I should go last. No, my tip of the week is not use the default behavior of trackbacks and comments in a WordPress theme. And I published an article on Weblog Tools Collection. All of you should have it in your dashboard right now. And kind of goes into different ways you can manage your trackbacks and pingbacks in your WordPress theme as far as separating them or removing them from showing up in your theme.
Yeah, and I definitely have it. With the way that, yeah, I know. I have an opinion on everything. But, you know, for me, I really don't agree with removing trackbacks from a post. I mean, it's part of the conversation to me. You know, some people don't really have a blog that's on your topic, so they'll comment, as opposed to posting a blog about your post. Oh dear, semantics always messes me up with blogging. But posting a post on their blog about your post on your blog, and then it tracks back to you. That to me is part of the conversation. It's just in a different place. So to me, it's still comments. It's still a part of it, and I just feel it should be discouraged to completely remove them from the comments thread. But again, everyone has their own opinions. You know, some people feel that it's irrelevant and annoying. But to me, I feel honestly the reason why a lot of people feel that it's irrelevant and annoying is because the context of these trackbacks, I mean, reading them, even to me, they seem irrelevant and annoying. But reading the context of the trackbacks, it's just, it's nothing. It's nothing that, you know, really draws my attention. And sometimes it's not even anything related to the topic.
Let me jump in here and give my opinion, because I do have one for this issue. And my opinion is, I still have yet to do this, but I prefer, I've seen a number of people on blog posts that get a ton of links. There's just a ton of trackbacks, and if you include the comments that are taking place on the blog, there are so many people who complain about how they can't follow the conversation on a blog via the comments because there's about 20 trackback links in there, and you know, you're trying to follow the human, the conversation taking place on that blog, and not really so much what's going on the other blogs. And it's kind of hard to follow a conversation when you got 20 trackback links spread throughout the comment fields. And, you know, I see where you're coming from, is that they're part of the conversation, but down in the comment field section, it's like a big giant mess when you got 30 trackback links in there. And I think, you know, what Ronald's solution is, you don't remove them completely. You just kind of have a separate box for them, and then you leave the conversation taking place on that blog altogether, so it's easier to follow and read.
Yeah, the purpose of the post is just to show all the different ways one can manage their trackbacks if they want to not have the default behavior, which personally I think is flawed. I don't like having trackbacks in person comments. Just because of what Jeff said, it interrupts the conversation going on that blog.
Yeah, I think that that's a very good point. I'm not 130% familiar with how WordPress default deals with the trackbacks, but in the large majority of the blogs that I visit on a regular basis have them separated and also compacted. So if you want to expand them and look at them and, you know, actually look at what other people had to say on their other blogs, that's really handy. I like that setup too, having the trackbacks in a separate location. It does disrupt the conversation, in my opinion, as well, because it's very time delayed. You know, it's not exactly, they're not really reading what's currently commented on the blog, and so they're just saying what they're saying somewhere else, and it's probably not relevant to what was just recently commented.
Right, and yeah. Brad, have you noticed any issues? I mean, have you ever gotten a post that had a ton of comments, and it's just, or have you ever visited the blog that had a ton of comments where it's just, you see like a ton of trackback links and interspersed with the comments, and you're trying to read through the comments, and it's just difficult to read.
Yeah, I typically delete trackbacks. I mean, if it's somebody that is actually referencing one of my posts properly, I'll probably leave it. But most of the time for me, it's just blogs.
Yeah, it's a doggone scraper.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm actually probably going to give this plugin a shot, and I kind of like the idea of you know, pulling them out, you know, still presenting them, but kind of grouping them together. So they're there if people want to go see them, and also, you know, throws a link back to whoever's referencing my site, my post. But yeah, I mean, if you have a lot of comments on a particular post, I could definitely see how it breaks up the conversation.
Yeah, I just think it's a good way to just keep the conversation organized. You have conversations about the post on other blogs in this box, and then you have the conversation about this particular post on this blog from here down. I mean, I just think it's, you know, organized better that way.
I'm all about organization. Love that idea.
Yeah, one implementation I saw, they had trackbacks after the comment box, like after someone leave a comment. That text area, they would leave. I have the trackbacks after that box.
That might be more handy and actually a bit more, you know, converting for the traffic. Because I mean, once you're done reading all of the comments, you know, and you're about to leave your own, you can read what other people have to say on other blogs. It's one of those things where, I mean, for me, honestly, when I'm reading a blog and I look down in the comments, my first priority is comments. Track facts, now that I've scrolled all the way down and left my comment, will be totally forgotten, especially if I've had to read through 300 comments to leave my own.
Yeah, but, you know, you could always put the track facts at the very bottom underneath the last comment. I mean, that might help. But,
yeah.
But you know, and then there's a lot of times where you leave a comment and it takes you back to the top or at the top of the blog post or down near the bottom. I don't know. It's just my browsing habit. As soon as I read the comments or whatever else, sometimes I'll click on a couple track backs to see what other people are saying. That's just the nature of how I do things. But, Jacob's called in. I figured you might want to ask him, and I just unmuted him. But Jacob, we kind of lost. There he is. He's bouncing around. Jacob, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, what do you think about the issue of trackbacks and comments as far as keeping them together or separating the two as far as keeping the conversation organized?
I would like to keep them separate, but currently the default theme doesn't allow you to do that by default.
Man, I hope you don't get hit by that train.
What?
I thought I heard a movable type train going past.
Ouch.
Oh,
oh yeah, sorry. I didn't realize you could hear that.
No, that's okay. That's fine. This is live radio.
That's the hour and a half
cool.
siren going off.
Oh yeah, that was an hour and a half siren. All right, Brad, I get your point. All right, so let's move on and get Brad's tip of the week out of here so we can end this show and everybody can go use the bathroom.
Hey, I haven't done mine yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my tip of the week is a controversial topic. In fact, I didn't even come up with it. I actually, by 8 o'clock, realized I did not have a tip of the week and was drawing a blank, so I just asked my Twitter friends some WordPress tips, and got a great one from Lydia, who blogs over at blog-well.com, and it is the WordPress WP Print plugin. And what this plugin allows you to do is put a Print This Page or a Print This Post link on all of your pages, and it opens up a new window and basically scrapes off your theme and just puts the meat of the post on a printer-friendly page. It's also really nice. It organizes any links you reference in the post across the bottom, pulls out from the code, because obviously if you print, you're not going to know what the link is. So it organizes them at the bottom, which you can turn on and off. But it's a great little plug-in to put on your site. Allow your readers to print anything they would like and share it.
Yeah, and I just wanted to chime in here. There's been a lot of posts recently about the future of premium themes and theme design, and I saw somebody come up with a point where a lot of themes don't have a print.css file attached in the theme, which is kind of mind-boggling. And without the print.css or without this plugin you just mentioned, there is no way to have a printable format of a tip of a blog post. So I actually use that plugin you mentioned, and I've never used it, but it's pretty cool because it gives you the options to print the post with comments, or print out the comments. And when you when it generates the page for you, it's a nice page that shows up nicely on a regular size sheet of paper.
I think that's a really excellent idea.
But, that's a good tip there, and I'm using it, so it must be good. No, just.
Gotta warn people who are using the plugin: if they don't block it from a search engine perspective, it can show up as duplicate content. So.
What do you mean?
Where,
oh, you mean the printable version might be the duplicate content?
Yeah. It's happened to me in the past when I use a plugin.
Oh,
yeah, that's a good
different.
Point, and it's kind of the same topic a few episodes back that I think it was you, Ronald, that were talking about with the archive section.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, by the way, Brad, is that Livia Iacolor, or just a different Livia?
To be honest, I don't know her last name. She's over at blog-well.com, and she's Twitter under Mad Lib.
Ah, okay, different person.
But that was a cool tip there, and we'll move on to our last WordPress tip of the week with Patricia Mayo.
Oh, yeah. Nice save. Thanks. my tip of the week is actually the authorityblackbook.com. Just one word, authorityblackbook.com. It's basically a free ebook with a thoroughly blatant WordPress slant. It has all kinds of excellent plugins, references all kinds of excellent plugins you should use for your blog to help with SEO optimization and usability and anything that you can really imagine for your WordPress blog to make it more, how should I put this, newsworthy, notable, usable, and just all around awesome. And, you know, get yourself promoted and all of that, you know, get yourself out there. It's a free ebook. Unfortunately, it's along the lines of a squeeze page. You have to put in your email address in order to get the book. But so this is the catch that I used to my advantage. I didn't end up confirming my subscription to the email. Sorry. I hate email. I hate newsletters. I would really rather go to a blog and read it as opposed to getting a newsletter. But you can get it without confirming your email subscription. So you don't have to get spammed.
Mm. Yay. That's a good tip there. I'll be sure to put that in the Tips of the Week section in the show notes. And I'm going to check that out. AuthorityBlackBook.com, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll put it in the chat window here.
Okay. And Jacob Santos has let me know that he has a tip of the week to give out. So go ahead, Jacob, whenever you're ready.
If you have Subversion access or you have Subversion installed, you can check out the WordPress test. They have a suite of WordPress tests which covers not the entire code base of WordPress, but a small portion, but still, I mean, they're adding the test cases every day, and it can give you some possibility if there's going to be a crash or whatever. You can find the Subversion WordPress test at sbn.automatic.com/ WordPress-test/. And check it out. You have to run it through command line. So, I mean.
Oh, man, now you're starting to get into the leet speak.
Also, it doesn't work on Windows. The command line doesn't work on Windows. So, good luck getting it working. Have fun. Enjoy it. It's fun.
I was checking out some of the links there in the hackers mailing list, and I believe someone's providing hourly updated versions of 2.5 in a zip file format that you can install on a local server in case you don't have Subversion set up. So can people do that?
Yeah.
I mean, I realize that's probably not the best of solutions, but, I mean, I downloaded a zip file containing all of the updated changes in 2.5 for that hour, and I just kind of installed it on my local installation here, my local server, and it worked for me because I don't have I don't use Subversion or anything like that. I haven't installed that yet, but I guess that would be another alternative to check out WordPress 2.5 before it's actually released. In fact, that's one of the ways I'm going to use to test out my upgrade procedure to see if anything breaks. But, all right, thank you for the tip. And, well, guess what? This concludes this episode of WordPress Weekly. I would appreciate any feedback you may have in regards to the show, which I've already gotten live on the air, if you can't tell, with numbers. You can send that feedback to feedback@jeffro2 pt0.com. So that's feedback@jeffro2.0.com. Or you can leave a comment on the blog under the post dedicated to this episode. Other than that, until next week, well, let's see here. I haven't checked out my schedule at work, so the show may be on a Friday next week. But if it's not, just stay tuned to the blog and I'll let you know. But until then, everybody have a good weekend, and I'll see you next week.
Bye.
Awesome.